Penny Hamlin is a Houtling preschool teacher and mother of a second grader there. She and Houtling principal David Jones explained the dilemma. The school planned for 2 second grade classrooms this year, but a sudden increase in enrollment puts those classes at 28 students each. It's too much for elementary school classrooms, Hamlin said.
Increased numbers make classroom management more difficult, often resulting in more students acting out to get their teacher's attention. The time a teacher can spend one-on-one with a student greatly decreases.
She asked the school board to take action to add another second grade classroom before the start of the school year. Hamlin and Jones said there are also intensive needs students in the second grade, some with behavioral issues, which adds an extra burden to the teacher. Everyone on the school board seemed to agree. 28 second graders in one classroom is too many. School starts September 2nd. Some of the school board members urged Superintendent Robert Boyle to hire a new second grade teacher before then. Here's board member Misty Archibald.
I think it's a failure. I think that we have to find a solution for this before school starts.
But Boyle said they need to get a clear grasp on the final enrollment numbers first. This set off a discussion on whether the board can take action to prevent crises like these from happening in the future. Board member Stephen Bradford brought up the idea of enrollment limits.
I just don't think it's fair to a student to be in a classroom of 28, but I also don't think it's fair to that teacher to have to teach 28 when other teachers at that same grade level at a different facility have 16. Does this board have the guts to come up with some framework to tell families that, no, you can't send your child to that school you want to. We're full there.
So, for example, if a parent tried to enroll their child in second grade at Houtling, but the second grade classrooms had reached their set limits of, say, 21 students, then that parent would need to choose from other elementary schools that still had openings in their second grade. Board President Michelle O'Brien said if they are going to look into establishing enrollment restrictions, it needs to be in the next few months. She said the way things are now, it's not fair for the teachers. Here she is with board member Colleen Scanlon responding.
One of our board goals, is it not, is to ensure the success of every single student.
Yep.
We can't do that without supporting our teachers.
And right now we're setting them up for failure by having such high numbers.
The school board also discussed updates to bus conduct policy and resolutions for the State School Board Association to include in their lobbying efforts. Bradford asked the board to consider nixing or reducing fees such as gate price that teachers have to pay along with the public at some student extracurricular events.
They're giving up family time, they're giving up, you know, lots of other things they could be doing so that they can be plugged in and seeing what their students are doing. And I don't think we ought to charge them for that.
The other board members agreed to continue with that discussion at future meetings. At the end of the meeting, Misty Archibald explained why she chose not to file for re-election to the school board.
I'm going to go back to school. I believe that strongly in education, so I'm going to pursue a graduate degree.
Ketchikan Youth Court Director Glenn Brown, who filed to run for the school board, will most likely take over Archibald's seat. Board President Michelle O'Brien, who holds the only other seat that was opening this term, filed for re-election. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.